All delegates, please take seats. We'll begin in 30 seconds.
Le groupe peut être sur la cause.
Hein?
Le groupe peut être sur la cause.
Il
est obligé d'être stable. Mais
on va
vous dire ce qu'on veut donner au nom de son livre. Voilà, en fait.
I call to order the third session of the second open-ended informal intersessional meeting of the Preparatory Committee for the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. They're still coming. Good morning. I hope everyone stays in good shape after a good night's rest. Distinguished delegates, this morning, as announced earlier, and as posted in today's journal, our discussion will focus on the structure and format of the zero draft of outcome document. Before we proceed, I'd like to call delegation's attention to the points raised in the guidance note circulated by the Bureau, in particular Section 5, on the format and structure of the outcome document. The Bureau will welcome ideas and suggestions on how to ensure that proposals are presented in a forward-looking and action-oriented zero-negotiating draft. The Bureau also looks forward to view on the approximate length of the document to be negotiated, taking into account the limited negotiating time we have left. Considering the proposal of the meeting, it is my intention to hear from as many delegations as time would allow. In this regard, I invite political groupings, member states, and major groups to make statements as brief and succinct as possible and to observe the time limit of 5 minutes for political groupings and 3 minutes for the rest of the delegates as yesterday. Speakers are requested to conclude their statements when their microphone light starts blinking at the end of the 3 minute or 5 minute time limit. Delegations are encouraged to provide the Secretariat with copies of the full texts of their statements for reference and for posting on the UNCSD website. Your cooperation on this matter is important in order to allow all those wishing to take the floor the opportunity to do so. I now open the floor, and from the political grouping, there was a request from EU, and there was the group of 77 and China did not want to speak. So I now give the floor to the representative EU.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its 27 member states, and also Croatia as an acceding country alliance to this statement. And let me first, Mr. Chairman, regret the confusion that occurred yesterday, and please note that also the corrected version, particularly the corrected version of the statement number one, is available in this room. And I try to be very brief, coming back to some of the issues that that we were wanted to highlight yesterday, and try to be very, very brief. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the transition to the green economy will be a global challenge, which both developed and developing countries should embark on with ambitious national and international action. Green economy, in the context of sustainable development and public derogation, offers win-win opportunities to all countries, regardless of their structure, of their economy, and their level of their development. Let me now turn a few of the practical suggestions that in our submission needs to be highlighted. And as cross-cutting issues, we propose, inter alia, the future developing and adoption of indicators complementing GDP that integrate economic, social, and environmental dimension in a balanced manner. The adoption of the 10th-year framework program for sustainable production and consumption, and gradual elimination of subsidies that have considerable negative effect on the environment and are incompatible with the sustainable development. With respect to sectors, of course, those are highlighted in our submission, and I would want you to go to the written submission to look at those. Let me turn your attention to a specific element of our green economy roadmap proposal, establishment of a capacity development scheme. Numerous countries have expressed interest in green economy options, and some have started to take action. However, technical and human resource constraints slow down implementation of the green economic policy, and that's why our proposal. Private sector and businesses are key in achieving sustainable development and can potentially play one of the leading role. And the EU sees the need for governments to enable the private sector and businesses to play this role. Mr. Chairman, open and inclusive process is essential for us. And let me finish this part of my intervention by saying a few words about the idea of global goals that has been mentioned in several contributions in various forms, and we are considering them carefully. We have clearly indicated in our joint contribution that goals would be instrumental to give renewed impetus to sustainable development. The EU and its member states have listened with interest to the proposals referring to sustainable development goals brought forward by several countries. In order to give renewed impetus to sustainable development and provide clear vision to accelerate implementation, the dialogue on specific goals is of common interest to our results of RioPlus20. Our particular interest here would be to discuss the possible linkages between these specific goals and the two conference themes, IFSD and green economy. And of course, in this context, we are also looking forward to the results of the high-level panel of global sustainability. Mr. Chairman, let me now turn to the topic of this morning, structure and format of the zero draft. And as agreed under UN General Assembly Resolution 64/3236, UNCSD needs to result a focused political document which should be forward-looking and action-orientated, reflecting the conference's objectives and its two themes. On the basis of these considerations, the EU view is that the outcome document should be in the form of a political declaration setting out a shared vision for change as well as objectives and actions in one single document. In our view, such political declaration should have three basic sections, again reflecting what was agreed in UN General Assembly resolution. The introductory section, recalling the objective of the conference to renew political commitment for sustainable development, assessing the progress to date and the remaining gaps in the implementation of the outcomes of the major summits on sustainable development and addressing new and emerging challenges. In addition, this section should also stress that the two themes of the conference, a green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication, and the institutional framework for sustainable development, offer promising ways or tools to achieve the conference objective to tackle these challenges. Mr. Chairman, coming to a close of my intervention, a section on green economy, elaborating on what the EU and its member states believe should be one of the main operational outcomes of the Rio, is a green economy roadmap, which is elaborated in our statement in the previous session. The section on IFSD pointing to the need to improve governance at all levels in order to advance sustainable development, help eradicate poverty and accelerate the transition towards a green economy. This section should include a call for the establishment of a UN specialized agency for environment based on UNEP. These sections, Mr. Chairman, should also contain language on the Rio Plus 20 follow-up mechanism. And finally, Mr. Chairman, we believe that the implementation of sustainable development commitments and initiatives at all levels is a cross-cutting issue that should be mainstreamed in the whole document, ensuring that we engage all partners. Thank you very much for your attention, and thank you again for your understanding.
I thank the representative of the European Union, and as of now, there is no further request for floor from the political grouping, so I now turn the floor to the rest of the group, I now give the floor to the representative of Kazakhstan. I may make a notice of him. His Excellency Nurgali Ashim, Minister of Environmental Protection of the Republic of Kazakhstan. Excellency, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, today I have the honor of making this statement on a very special day for Kazakhstan, for it is today that our Republic celebrates the 20th anniversary of its independence. Kazakhstan possesses a vast territory situated in the center of the Eurasian continent and has historically played the role of a bridge connecting Europe and Asia. Since the first steps of its independence, Kazakhstan has firmly followed the road of peaceful cooperation with all countries of the world. Our first international initiatives included the voluntary renunciation of nuclear weapons and closure of the Semipalatinsk nuclear test site. During all the years that have followed, Kazakhstan has consistently pursued a policy aimed at solving global and regional problems on the basis of partnership with all nations and supported the programs of the United Nations aimed at solving them. In his statement to the 66th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September this year, the President of Kazakhstan, His Excellency Mr. Nursultan Nazarbayev, put forward a proposal to develop and adopt a global long-term energy and ecology strategy as a new paradigm for the development of humankind. Our country, together with its international partners, prepared the Green Bridge Partnership Program as the first step towards practical implementation of the global strategy. The program has received support at two ministerial regional conferences, ESCAP in the year 2010 and EC in the year 2011, which our country had co-sponsored and hosted. Following these conferences, regional preparatory committees for Rio Plus 20 in Seoul and Geneva proposed that this initiative be used as a contribution to the outcomes of the forthcoming summit. Our experience of the past 20 years has demonstrated that existing approaches based on fragmented actions do not solve the ever-growing problems of environment and development. We need more effective and practical mechanisms linked to the real sector of economy and the involvement of businesses and public sectors on the basis of partnership. It is for this reason that Kazakhstan proposed a multilateral and long-term Green Bridge Partnership program designed to support the efforts of economies in transition and developing countries. They are aimed at conducting reforms and renewing sectors of their economies as they advance towards a transition to green economy, combating poverty and creating stable employment opportunities. Today, the world possesses vast experience of successful reforms, effective market and regulatory tools, and technologies and innovations ensuring stable energy for all, food security, health improvement, education. They also were directed to other sectors that can be widely distributed, especially among the most vulnerable and poor segments of the population. Therefore, the core of our initiative can be summed up as follows. It is a practical mechanism based on voluntary participation aimed at renewing sectors of the economy and the transfer of successful experience, innovations and technologies. In pursuing our initiative, Kazakhstan, jointly with interested countries and organizations, will also prepare a package of regional and long-term projects for transition to green economy as a practical contribution to Rio Plus 20. In this connection, we invite all interested partners to join us and discuss these projects at a round table that will be organized in February next year in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana. The Green Bridge Partnership Program comprises a 10-year roadmap and mechanisms of management, coordination and monitoring. More detailed information of Kazakhstan initiative can be obtained at United Nations website and will also be provided during a side event organized today as the permanent mission of Kazakhstan to the United Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, Kazakhstan supports all proposals made by the esteemed delegations regarding the need for strict fulfillment of all previously adopted international decisions and obligations. We also believe that Rio Plus 20 should adopt a more precise program of joint actions. We are of the conviction that it is necessary to strengthen UN agencies and organizations, including the United Nations Environmental Programme, the United Nations Development Programme, and other agencies to ensure sustainable development at all levels. Moreover, it is proposed to consider, in conjunction with global financial institutions, the possibility to create World Energy Ecological Bank as an institutional base for sustainable development. We invite all interested governments, international organizations, private sector, and other parties to join Kazakhstan's initiative for the sake of ecological sustainability, equitable and prosperous future. Thank you very much for your attention.
I thank the distinguished Minister of Environmental Protection of the Republic of Kazakhstan. I now give the floor to the representative of India.
Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. At the outset, let me reiterate that the draft outcome document should be a balanced text which takes into account the inputs provided by various stakeholders, in particular the member states. It should be forward-looking, action-oriented, and focused in approach with clear guidelines on implementation. We favor a single outcome document, one that renews political commitment and provides for an action plan in an integrated manner. A strong political reaffirmation for a renewed sustainable development agenda firmly anchored in the Rio principles must be provided in the beginning of the document as a chapeau or introductory part. This would set the stage for an action-oriented program. The zero draft of the outcome document in its introductory part must also reflect the progress made so far, including a reference to the major resolutions of multilateral forums on sustainable development. This may be followed by a section on existing gaps and emerging or persistent challenges in sustainable development. Due care must be taken to ensure that all the three pillars of sustainable development are addressed in a balanced fashion. Two subsequent sections may be devoted to the themes of GSDPE and IFSD respectively. It would be useful to begin these sections with certain basic principles which define the global sustainability agenda, in particular the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities and equity contained in the Rio Declaration. In addition, what a green economy is not must also be clearly delineated. Means of implementation is integral to GSDPE and IFSD, and it is vital that these implementation tools, especially technology and finance, are well integrated into the core issues dealing with the Sustainable Development Roadmap. How do green economy and the proposed changes in the institutional framework relate to economic growth, social development, including women empowerment, and sustainable livelihoods in order to address the overriding concern of poverty eradication in developing countries has to be clearly brought out. While discussing the various instruments, tools, and policy options for a transition to greener economy, the pros and cons of such mechanisms have to be elucidated so that individual countries are facilitated to take the right decisions for an appropriate mix of such options as per their national circumstances and priorities. Further, while dealing with the IFSD framework, care has to be observed not to disproportionately elevate any one organization in a particular domain. Otherwise, this would upset the balance between the three pillars of sustainable development. It is equally important that the international financial and technology mechanisms that support sustainable development are analyzed and a suitable roadmap for their strengthening is drawn so as to ensure new, additional and predictable funding and support for developing countries to enable them to eradicate poverty and meet their development challenges through sustainable choices, including a greener economy. Lastly, proposed international cooperation mechanisms must be firmly rooted in the spirit of multilateralism, taking into account the different levels of development of countries and spell out clear deliverables. This is important to ensure global action towards inclusive multilateralism. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of Major Group for Business and Industry.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Business and Industry Major Group, we thank you for your efforts to engage all major groups in the Rio Plus 20 process, and we look forward to continuing this collaboration in a determined and constructive way. We support the development of a strong political declaration accompanied by a concrete set of actions as the outcome of Rio Plus 20. Progress has been achieved over the past 20 years. Global society has a much better awareness of the opportunities, challenges, and imperatives of sustainable development. The main challenge today is to accelerate the pace and scale of implementation. We are proud of the contributions to sustainable development made by the business community across the globe over the past 20 years. Businesses of all sizes and in all countries show increased engagement in sustainable development. At the same time, we recognize that conditions continue to change and that much more action is needed. There are still many interconnected challenges that remain to be addressed, and new ones will appear. As a matter of priority, we view the following elements as critical to the effectiveness of the conference. One, a balanced, factual evaluation of the progress made over the last 20 years. Two, a common vision for a sustainable future. Three, an outline of the enabling framework for national policy and regulation to support sustainable development. clear set of priorities for action at the international level. And five, a program to stimulate the application of technology and innovation across the full spectrum of sustainable development issues. First two items, obvious. First, a balanced factual evaluation of the progress made since 1992 must be completed as a baseline. Second, a common vision for sustainable development defines our target. Third, the enabling frameworks, which are often discussed, must be defined. These frameworks must provide a balanced set of policies which support a broad range of private sector efforts to drive sustainable development. They must recognize that there is no one-size-fits-all approach, and that the green economy seeks to green all elements of the economy in their own ways. This includes a core economic and market frameworks that support development in general, a framework for the green economy that supports an acceleration of sustainable development, and clear criteria and processes necessary to measure progress. Every day, businesses face the economic realities of making investments, creating jobs, and delivering essential products and services to the growing population. We recognize the need to green our current economies and the opportunities of a transition to a green economy implies. We recognize that the investments required are massive. To green all economies, to address the challenges of developing and emerging economies, and to work within the time frame that does not put the planet at risk, business, like other stakeholders, require clarity, consistency, and regulatory frameworks. This is essential to stimulate the investment that must be made in favor of global sustainability.
Please wrap up your statement.
In conclusion, Mr. Chair, and to echo the statements of other mega groups, we must be true partners in the negotiations in order to be true partners in the solutions. We welcome the openness that has characterized this process so far, and sincerely hope we will continue in the months to come. Business will continue to move forward and to pursue sustainability in our options, but we cannot achieve the dramatic process necessary without the cooperation of government. Thank you.
Thank you, and I would like to remind all the speakers again to observe the time limit of 3 minutes. I now give the floor to the representative of New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. New Zealand is looking forward to Rio Plus 20 as an opportunity to re-energise and realise our common objective of sustainable development. For us, an ideal outcome would be a renewed political commitment that is underpinned by agreement on focused, forward-looking actions. We are asked to consider today the structure and format of the Zero Draft. There are a number of possible precedents, some of which are very long and detailed. New Zealand values quality over quantity. We need a document that will inspire us all, one that is tightly focused on future action and concrete outcomes. In that regard, we should be ambitious yet pragmatic. We should be clear in our vision yet take into account the multitude of different circumstances. Our blueprint for the future needs to be challenging yet attainable. This week we have heard much about creating sustainable development goals, a proposal that has potential to capture the imagination at Rio. New Zealand is open to constructive dialogue on coverage, content and measurability of possible SDGs. We mentioned yesterday in the statement given on behalf of Pacific Island Forum members some specific outcomes we are seeking relating to oceans. For us, two other priorities are also to take concrete steps towards eliminating harmful fisheries subsidies and phasing out over the medium term inefficient fossil fuel subsidies that encourage wasteful consumption and undermine sustainable development while mitigating adverse impacts on vulnerable groups. Our priorities are set out in more detail in the longer statement that we'll put on the website. To underpin all these outcomes, the institutional framework for sustainable development must become more efficient and effective. We first need a common understanding about what we want reforms to achieve. Institutional structures should not be an end in themselves, but should facilitate the achievement of objectives the international community has set. Form must therefore follow function. Perhaps the zero draft could begin by identifying elements where there is common ground in the submissions, rather than suggesting a particular structure from the outset. For instance, before supporting the creation of new bodies, New Zealand would want to be sure that they will result in improved policy coherence and implementation. We would also want to avoid the shortcomings of the current international environmental governance framework. Change, whatever form it takes, should not provide an opportunity to shelter continuing poor coordination, communication and outdated processes. We look forward to working together on these issues over coming months. Thank you.
Thank you. And I give the floor to the representative of Iceland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Iceland would like to highlight a few points regarding this important issue. First of all, the conference has to deliver concrete steps for the future. An outcome document with a broad political commitment to the fact of actions at global, national and local levels. For that purpose, the development of a database on best practices could be beneficial. This could be associated with standardized sustainable development indicators to measure progress. Such a roadmap is also important in the development of a strategy for a green economy in individual countries. By designing such national strategies with a bottom-up approach, the involvement of the local level would be ensured and thereby actions and initiatives would be brought closer to the citizens. In this context, it has to be stressed that it is particularly important to integrate sustainable development into production and consumption of goods and services. It is true that the international, national and local governance needs to be efficient if policies are to be implemented. International environmental governance has to be strengthened and previous attempts in that direction have not proven to be successful. Coordination between institutions should be increased for those purposes by defining and describing the role and responsibilities of these entities. In this context, a set of sustainable development goals can be envisaged and a tool for bridging the implementation gap. Such goals could also be important to improve the effectiveness of existing structures and for better coordination between all relevant institutions that relate to the three pillars of sustainable development. Partnerships for sustainable development and the important role of non-state actors needs to be strengthened and stressed in Agenda 21 and the Johannesburg Plan of Implementation. This is not only between governments, but also with stakeholders, all major groups and financial institutions. This is particularly true with regard to the participation of businesses that many are already working towards greening their productions. In this context, Iceland puts particular importance on the necessity to include the civil society at all levels of decision and policy making and on measures for increasing public awareness and to educate on greening the economy. This should be an integral part of an action plan agreed upon. The private sector also has a key role to play. It is important to use this opportunity to discuss GDP in the context of measuring progress towards sustainable development. The GDP was developed long ago and there are doubts when it comes to the sustainable development as the GDP indicator does not take environmental aspects into account. A special consideration should be given to this in its outcome document and to what extent other indicators can come into play. Finally, the move towards a green economy aims to increase access to knowledge, improve services, and develop infrastructure as a means of alleviating poverty and improving overall quality of life. This should be our mutual responsibility. Now we have a unique chance to take action by developing a plan to that end. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of Mexico.
Do you want a letter?
Yeah.